Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're talking Manhattan Area Technical College. President Jim Jeanette joins us on the program here this morning, and we've talked a lot about some opportunities here for students and prospective students of MATC, and we're going to talk a little bit about the value of tech ed, which I know you're very passionate about yourself, and we've kind of alluded to that here in the first segment, and that and as well as higher education, which is H-I-R-E.
Yeah, well, higher ed has kind of been taking a wrap the last few years. Kansas does have a good higher education system. There are 7 technical colleges, 19 community colleges, and then the state universities in Washburn, plus all the private independent institutions. When you look at the return on investment of the students when they go through these institutions, it's very strong. If the students complete their education, and that's always been a rub, is do they complete? I want to focus more on the tech colleges, but again, I want to say up front, the state has a good system. It has a lot of value. With the tech colleges, that's where I am, that's who I work with. The return on investment is probably the most rapid, direct, and focused within the state of any segment of higher ed in the state. Our students tend to stay in our service areas. 60% of my Manhattan Tech students stay in Riley, Gary, Ottawa, and Pottawatomie counties. They are not just employees, they're paying taxes, and they're consumers. They're buying cars, clothes, groceries, and houses. You know, my numbers aren't as big as K-State. I'm not saying any of this is not K-State, but my people stay here. They are fixing your furnace. This time of year, you want that. Ice storm comes through, the linemen, I have one of only 2 lineman programs in the state. The linemen are keeping your power on. That's important. You fix your car. You go to almost any of the area clinics, you're going to run into a nurse or a medical person, probably got educated through MATC. So we provide a lot of the core essential services throughout the state. And there are 9 community colleges that provide a lot of tech ed as well. For Manhattan Tech, our budget per year is about $7 million. We get $2 million roughly from the state regents for our enrollment. The rest comes from our students paying tuition and fees. We have no taxing authority. When this split off from the school district, they did not extend the taxing authority to us or to any tech college in the state. So I don't get property tax money. I don't get sales tax money. We run pretty lean out here. But we're good at what we do. About 2 years ago, all of the tech colleges had an economic impact study done. For us, off that $7 million a year, our economic impact in our service area is about $18 million. So more than 2 to 1.
All right. We've got Robert standing by with a question or a comment. I know he's pretty passionate about tech college. Go ahead, Robert.
What a blessing vocational education has been to our family. Coming out of high school here in Kansas, I wasn't ready. The folks had my college money. I wasn't ready for that. The 4-year tool and die program, William Lear and I put that Model 23 in the air. And then when they killed Kennedy, I thought it was the end of the world. We had a new baby and took the wife, and we went to Miami looking for a new future. And I did the 4-year electrical apprenticeship. And as soon as Nixon shut the country down and went to Alaska and did the Alaska pipeline with my VOTech training for 2 years, came back, worked. My son had seen our training, VOTech training books and our work in the house as he was growing up. And then when Reagan was elected and shut the country down, I came back out here to Kansas with him, trying to prep him for K-State. And at that time, as a freshman at K-State, it was $600. Put the money on him and went back to Miami, thinking he had the world by the tail. He lasted less than 16 days, and the dean of boys brought him over to you people there at the VOTech and gave him the list of classes. And, of course, he had developed his art techniques. And he said, oh, my goodness, the press with 3-color separation artwork, I want to learn how to run the press. And you people did that for him and then put him in the computer training. And he went out into the world with all your VOTech training. And oh my goodness, of course, with the computer repair training, there's a lot of pressure. and he was using, every time they would move into another house, he would use a remodel for that and learned how to use his hands and do the remodel that he'd seen his mother and I doing, and buying houses around town and remodeling, winning awards from the city of Manhattan on doing remodels, and helping K-State developing their computer things. University of Colorado came. How did you get internet wide? And it showing him that there was a worldwide interest in that kind of thing. University of Chicago came and grabbed him up and put him up there. And University of Arizona came and grabbed him up. Oh my goodness. And his son learned the training and got the degrees. Of course, he's got the certificate in GIS and everything, but using his hands, just as my son had learned with you at the VOTEC, to expand his lifetime careers. The son is doing building work in Colorado, and my son went in to see about the general contracting license in Phoenix to get away from the computers, and he was only one of 123 people that could pass the FBI background check, thanks to you people being able to provide him with an oversight of the VOTEC and the career things that he could do in the world. Thank you so much for all the blessings you brought to our family.
Well, thank you. That's fantastic testimony.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And that going to take us almost to the end of our program. But yeah, it just goes to show you that the impact of a tech education can be pretty significant. And that's just one example of many.
That's right. If you've got some of these skills, you can always find a job, make a living. We're just glad to be doing it here in the Manhattan area. We've got our Wamego Center going. We're working more with the school district here. So be sure and check us out. But especially if you know a high school student the last couple of years who did not get into post-secondary ed, please urge them to get started. We need them into the workforce. There are many jobs available, and for the state's economy, we really need to get them the training in.
All right. Jim, always appreciate it. We'll talk again down the road.
All right. Take care.
You bet.
By the way, Jim, Brad is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They need to go in before Lobo.
Yeah, okay. How about Malton McNeil?
How about we just close the show out and forget you said that?
Okay, I'll push for Seals and Crofts. Thanks, Dave.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Our American Stories is up after CBS News. Rush, Dan Patrick, and the game on the way.